Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Joe Sierwinski, and today I am joined with State Representative Ralph Watts. So, Ralph, thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, you're welcome, and it's nice to visit with you, Joe, the first time, and welcome to Prairie Radio.
Well, thank you very much. So the current legislative session is in its last week. So what have you personally been dealing with this week, and what will you be dealing with in the last week of the session?
We will have our policy bills and budget bills that will have to roll out this next week. There's not a lot of personal legislation that is moving forward at this time. Most of those kinds of things are done, and we'll be focusing on the committee bills from the various budget targets. And those are taking up the lion's share of the time at the legislature now. Basically, this next week, that's what we'll be doing, is the final budget bills. Some of the issues related to those, it's been a difficult year as far as the budget is concerned. As everybody is aware, we did the revised budget at the beginning of the session to try to fit the incoming revenue with the established budget, and we had to reduce the FY17 budget considerably, and the joint targets for the FY18 budget unbelievably have to be below the adjusted FY 2017 budget. That creates the need for some tough decisions, and we've had to do that, and there are several changes that are made in some of the long-standing programs that people are used to and familiar with. But when you evaluate it in today's budget climate, they're no longer needed. So we had to make some pretty good changes to several things. One of them is Leopold Center, I think, has been around for about 30 years, and that will be folded into the ISU Ag Department, and we'll do away with the Leopold Center. Another one is the Iowa Energy Center, also at ISU, and that was put in place, I think, almost 25 years ago to foster renewable energy, and that task has largely been done now, so we use the funding that goes into that from your utility bills will be going into the Iowa Economic Development Department for economic development. So those are just two of the major changes that people might be familiar with for those programs.
Okay. Looking at the current fiscal year budget, you did have a nearly $250 million total between two different shortfalls, well, two related shortfalls.
That's right.
And the governor is going to be going into the rainy day fund for that. Is that correct?
That's true. We had to go into the capital reserves to fill out the remaining 2017 budget, because there was no way, given 3 months left in the budget year, that we were going to be able to go in and correct programs to the extent that we needed to. It would have been necessary to essentially shut down segments of state government in order to get that done. So we did go into the capital reserves account to fill that gap in the 2017 budget. And in the 2018 budget, we've allowed some repayment of that so that we can start putting funds back into the capital reserves account. But not a great deal, not as much as I would like to see, but we're refilling it to the point that we possibly can.
Looking ahead to next year's potential budget, I know that's still a ways away, but I know some people may be worried that there will be additional cuts to things like education and community colleges. Where do you stand on that sort of thing?
The education budget is fixed. We did the 1.1% increase for K-12 education. That stands. Nothing's changed on that. I know that there's a lot of educators, a lot of people that are concerned about that would like to have had more, but education is one of the very few items in the state budget that wasn't reduced this year because of the lack of funds. The community colleges will get another $1.5 million into their budgets, not as much as they would like either, but that's as much as it could be given them this year, given the situation that we're in.
All right. What do you think is, I guess, a good fix for kind of solving some of Iowa's financial problems?
We need to get the economy going. We simply aren't getting the funds in out there from the economic activity. Now, some would say it's largely due to the lower commodity prices. The farmers aren't buying equipment. They aren't doing a lot of things we normally have in our economy. The economy in general in Iowa is just not very robust at the moment, and the revenues simply aren't coming in. Now, some would say, well, that must be an environment to raise taxes. And I guess some of us would feel that would be the worst time to raise taxes when your economy is not performing like we're used to. So I think it's one of those storms that we're going to have to weather. We just have to make the tough decisions that we have to once in a while. Quite frankly, there are some advantages in going through a phase like this because it forces us to look at programs that maybe have changed over a period of time, or their original purpose is no longer served, and they're just a program that exists and builds constituencies along the way. But some of these things need to be evaluated every once in a while so that we can make some adjustments and no longer fund them. So while it's a tough time, it does provide some opportunities as well.
All right. So with the session winding down, are there any bills currently on the House floor that you're dealing with?
The firearms bill was done, and it went to the Senate, and the Senate passed it last week. So that's a done deal. The governor signed that. The fireworks issue came from the Senate. It is now in the House, and we're having some difficulty in the House getting enough votes to pass it. Now, it's kind of an interesting situation because last year, the House passed the fireworks bill and sent it to the Senate, and the Senate didn't pass it. So it's one of those things that doesn't seem to get the support it needs. I personally would support the fireworks bill, but we're having a little trouble getting that done in the House. The medical malpractice caps bill has been a very contentious bill all through this session. We did pass that in the House this last week that will limit non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases to $250,000. It did not limit economic damages. There's no limit on that. And when that bill went through the House, we added an amendment that greatly improved it to the opinions of the trial lawyers out there that were vastly against the Med-Mal caps bill. Eventually passed, we got 65 votes, 65-32 in the House, which means it had bipartisan support when we eventually passed it. So that was a heavy lift that we got out of the way yesterday.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let your constituents know about?
We'll just keep plowing ahead this week, and I think as our budget work continues, there'll be a lot of discussion on things, the various things in the budgets as we get them done. I look forward to wrapping up this session by at least Thursday or Friday of next week, and then we'll be done for this year.
That was State Representative Ralph Watts on today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.